This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Jim. Good to be with you again.
It is. It's been kind of spotty lately,
but yeah.
It's great to be back in the studio together. And let's just kick things off with a prayer, if we can, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for our family and friends, our faith in you, and the fact we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our families and keep them safe from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, violence of all kinds, and anything that would lead us away from you. Please protect us in our travels and through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please one day welcome each member of our families into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, and let's just roll right into our guests here. One of the guests is going to be quite familiar to our listeners. One of the guests is going to be a total stranger.
Not for long.
Let's just start with that.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about helping women facing a crisis pregnancy and the launch of the First Choice for Women's Center, which is going to be on the southwest side of Indianapolis. And our guests today are Linda Kyle, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Gabriel Project. And also joining us in studio today is Anita Moody, who is the Gabriel Project Coordinator at St. Teresa of Infant Jesus, which is Little Flower Parish. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And, I know Linda's been with Gabriel Project for a long time, but which of you has been with Gabriel Project longer?
Anita. I outrank her in time.
How long have you been with Gabriel Project, Anita?
18 to 19 years.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. And Linda, you've been a long time, though.
I have. I started out at the St. Barnabas Gabriel Project, but that really kind of went dormant for a while, although the parish still supports us tremendously. Mm-hmm. But it's been probably about 10 years or a little more since I started working really closely with Eileen Hartman. And then eventually when Eileen retired, she handed the project over to me.
Okay. And we've talked many times on the air here, and I'm not sure we ever asked you about the name of the project, Gabriel Project. Why Gabriel?
Oh, it's Gabriel Project because in the Bible, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and he said to her, "Do not be afraid, for nothing is impossible with God." And so that's kind of our mantra, and that's kind of how we live.
So I'm curious, and we've talked before about this, but we always have new listeners, and you know, our audience turns over, and there might be people that are listening who may not be familiar with the Gabriel Project. What does the Great Lakes Gabriel Project do exactly?
So the Gabriel Project is a nonprofit that ministers to women in crisis or unplanned pregnancies. And we have been doing this. We started out as part of the pro-life group at St. Bartholomew's in Columbus, Indiana in 1999.
Okay.
So this is actually the 25th year that the Great Lakes Gabriel Project has been around. This will be on August the 4th. We will celebrate the 20th anniversary of the day that we became a standalone nonprofit.
Wow.
That's really exciting. Yeah, 20 years for Catholic Radio Indy as well.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, now, the Gabriel Project does actually partner with parishes all around Indianapolis and maybe even outside the Great Lakes, you know? So talk a little bit about that and your scope, maybe how many parishes you have and maybe the region of what you kind of cover.
Okay, so we are mostly right now within the greater Indianapolis area. We have probably about 10 active parishes right now, but we have also worked with a group in Ohio that Eileen helped them start a Gabriel Project. And then very recently, the pastor who was at that church has been relocated and they have started two new Gabriel Projects over there in Ohio. Eileen helped start a Great Lakes Gabriel Project in New York. And she also helped start Gabriel Project parishes up around Chicago and northern Indiana.
I was going to ask you about the scope of the Gabriel Project other than Great Lakes, and you touched on that. How big is it? Is it a nationwide, worldwide organization?
So you can Google Gabriel Project, and there are Gabriel Projects all over the country. And each Gabriel Project is kind of its own. The original Gabriel Project started from the Diocese of Dallas when the bishop decided that he wanted to put a sign in each one of his churches that said, if you're pregnant and you need help, here's our phone number and you can call us and we'll help you. So each Gabriel Project has kind of taken, and we are a Catholic organization, so we follow the magisterium of the Catholic Church. That does not mean that we won't work with other churches, mm-hmm. As long as they are willing to follow the guidelines of the Catholic Church. And so it's been mind-blowing.
So we're talking with Linda Kyle. She is the executive director of the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, and also in studio with us, I mentioned, is Anita Moody, and she is a Gabriel Project coordinator at St. Therese of the Infant Jesus, which is commonly known in Indianapolis as Little Flower Parish. And you, Anita, work as a Gabriel Project coordinator. What exactly is your role? What do you do at the parish?
We do the taking care of the angels that Linda, or the moms that Linda assigns us, and also people in the neighborhood or by word of mouth, anybody who really is in need of a material asset for their difficult pregnancies or even children, you know, older children.
Sure. Now, as coordinator, you direct the angels. Tell us about the angels.
Well,
these
angels.
The angels with wings.
not halos yet. We're working on Well, basically, you mentor a mom one-on-one, and you're kind of there for them during their pregnancy and beyond as kind of just a person to direct where to go to for resources and, you know, some financial help available. We don't like to highlight that because sometimes it becomes a black hole.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
We try to meet their needs and then help them find resources to meet their greater needs.
So you have been a coordinator there at the parish, and maybe either you, Anita, or Linda can expound on this topic or a question that I have. So each parish, and I think Linda, you mentioned there's roughly 10 parishes in the Indianapolis metro area that have Gabriel projects and project coordinators. What can you tell us what those parishes are, or roughly? Or
sure. So we have a project at St. Susanna's in Plainfield. We have a project at St. Francis and Clare, and they used to be partnered with Our Lady of Greenwood, and they were the Gabriel Project of Johnson County. We do have three parishes that are kind of, they unify one Gabriel Project. They are the Gabriel Project of Jennings County.
Okay.
And we launched them last fall, and they are doing a fantastic job down there of just really mobilizing the entire pro-life community. So the lady who reached out to me about starting the Gabriel Project is also working to start Missy's Hope, which is a maternity home down there in Jennings County. And she's really laser focused on bringing all of these community pro-life resources together and making people aware of all of the different resources that are there. And then we have Little Flower, we have St. Anne's Gabriel Project, we have St. Malachy, and
is there one up at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, or is there some up in the north outside, a little bit outside of Indianapolis?
So Our Lady of Mount Carmel, are they the ones with the Merciful Help Center?
Yes, they
right?
are.
Yeah, so they have a Gabriel Project per se, but with that Merciful Help Center being, I mean, they have their own building there.
Right, and standalone,
so
kind
they,
of a thing.
Yeah, they have all their ministries in one location. And so, yes, they have a Gabriel Project group within their Matthew 27 Center.
Yeah.
And you mentioned different assets that you have. At one time, you had a mobile ultrasound vehicle. Is that something?
We do still have it right now. Obviously, with the pro-life laws in Indiana, as wonderful as they are, there's just not as much of a need for us to have that. And so we are actually we're working with another organization who wants to purchase that from us, which is wonderful because they will then use it as a mobile pregnancy center where they are. And then the money that we get from the sale of the unit, we are going to turn around and invest in the operations of First Choice for Women.
Yeah, and we're going to get into talking about that. I want to go back a little bit to what the Gabriel Project coordinator does at the parish. So do you have like a physical place where you will collect baby items? And so you're obviously, as the Gabriel Project coordinator at a parish, you're mentoring the angels, right?
Yes.
So how do you get angels, I guess?
Well, that is a problem. I have quite a few helpers that are interested in helping with laundry and sorting and that sort of thing, but not too many people want to step up and actually mentor the women. So we could always use more people who really want to get out and work with the women directly.
Do you have to be a parishioner at that parish to be a helper with an angel at a parish place?
Not necessarily. We have several parishes on the east side, and any of those people could easily join us. We had one person that was helping from Holy Name in Beech Grove. So there's no reason why you have to have a parish affiliation, because obviously our supply room is at our parish, but that doesn't restrict helpers.
Now, is there some kind of training for angels? Someone sort of steps up and says, yeah, I think I might want to be one, but I don't know what to do, don't know what to say.
We have a training session. It usually lasts the best part of a morning. It's hard to give definite scenarios because every mom is different. Mm-hmm. You teach them about A, B, and C, and she comes up with D. So, you know, so we try to, based on our experience, give them scenarios that we've actually experienced. And then, of course, we always tell them that they have us for their backup. If there's anything they encounter, they come back and talk to us, and not to make any promises, especially financial, to any mom before she's talked to us.
So one of the parishes that I forgot to mention was St. Jude. We've very recently launched St. Jude. And so we did a training over there. I've actually done two trainings over there. And so basically in a training, the training is mostly for the coordinators and the angels, because they're the ones who are going to be doing the face-to-face interacting with the moms. And so we go over like all of the general guidelines, you know, things like everything needs to be rooted in prayer. You know, before you go visit your mom, you need to pray together. The angel and the co-angel need to pray together before you go out. We talk about things like safety. Only go out two by two, okay? You don't ever want to go alone. We talk about, like Anita touched a little bit on, the financial. So each project, each Gabriel Project parish gets to set its own parameters. So Anita knows how much money she can raise through whatever resources they use, baby bottles, or some parishes, you know, get the first Sunday of every month, they get to do coffee and donuts and they get the proceeds, stuff like that. So Anita gets to determine, by virtue of how much money they have raised at her parish, how much assistance she's going to give to each mom. And so it helps to just set guidelines. So I might suggest like, okay, we can help her one time every 6 months with rent, or we can help her with X number of dollars for rent or car payment, or, you know, whatever it is that she needs financial help with. So we're there to guide them and to just help them learn from our past mistakes, just our past, you know, workings with the individual moms. But one thing that I always tell the project coordinators is, it's your project, but if you have a mom that you're working with and she needs extra help, you know, reach out to me, because as the executive director of the overall Gabriel Project, I have more resources than Anita does. So we very often two parishes will partner together to work with a mom or help pay bills or whatever.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Great Lakes Gabriel Project and the new launch of the First Choice for Women's Pregnancy Center. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
The Great Lakes Gabriel Project is an ever-growing Christian-based network of church volunteers standing together in their commitment
to offer assistance to women and families facing difficult or unplanned pregnancies.
I'm Linda Kyle with the Great Lakes Gabriel Project. If you are interested in volunteering to help this life-affirming effort, please go to our website, www.goangels.org, for more information.
Here's a little prayer that I ran across the other day. It's called a stewardship prayer. My parish is composed of people like me. I help make it what it is. It will be friendly if I am. It'll be holy if I am. Its pews will be filled if I help fill them. It'll do great work if I work. It'll be prayerful if I pray. It'll make generous gifts to many causes if I'm a generous giver. It will bring many others into worship if I invite them and bring them. It'll be a place of loyalty and love, of fearlessness and faith, of compassion, charity, and mercy if I, who make it what it is, am filled with these same things. Therefore, with the help of God, I now dedicate myself to the task of being all of these things that I want my parish to be.
You've just found out you're pregnant. Your life is not the same. You may be feeling alone and frightened. You're faced with so many decisions. Right now, you need a friend. Someone you can depend on and trust. Someone who will listen to you and support you. Someone who will stand by you. Let us be there for you. I'm Linda Kyle with the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, and we're here to help. Give us a call at 833-937-4968 or 833-WE-ARE-FOR-YOU.
This is the home of 100% Catholic programming here in Central Indiana, Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're sitting here with our guests, Linda Kyle, who is the Executive Director of the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, and Anita Moody, who is the Gabriel Project Coordinator at St. Therese of the Infant Jesus Little Flower Parish.
You know, and it just occurred to me during the break that I'm sitting in a studio with three very charming women, and we're talking about an organization that primarily serves women. Are there men associated with Gabriel Project as well?
There are absolutely men involved in Gabriel Project. Actually, we have a gentleman who is the parish coordinator at St. Anne's, and he is the, I believe he was the original coordinator for St. Anne's Church, and he's still active over there. So, yes, we do have men involved, and when we're going to talk in a minute about our pregnancy center, and one of the goals for the pregnancy center is to actually have a fatherhood program and to have a couple of male volunteers to come in and kind of mentor the dads.
Wow, that's a very needed service as well, because a lot of children are born into fatherless families, and their chances of growing up are staying out of jail and out of trouble seems to be less than ones that grow up with a mother and father.
Absolutely.
I know we wanted to mention, before we get to the end of the program, the website where people can go to find out more information about the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, and then we're going to also talk about the First Choice for Women's Pregnancy Center here shortly. But give us the website where people can learn more about your ministry there, Linda.
Okay, so the Gabriel Project website is www.goangels.org. It's GOANGELS.org.
So I want to talk about the Pregnancy Resource Center, or the Pregnancy Center. There's a difference. What is this First Choice for Women's Pregnancy Center going to be exactly?
So First Choice Pregnancy Center is going to be a place where we already own the property. It's on the southwest side of Indianapolis, and it's on Kentucky Avenue, kind of near Canby. And when we get the doors open, we will be doing free pregnancy testing, free ultrasounds. We have a wonderful educational curriculum that's going to teach life skills, parenting skills. We're going to have a budgeting program to teach women how to handle their money. We want to have a father's mentoring program. And so we will kind of do that at the pregnancy center. We also have two material resource centers. Anita has one over at Little Flower, and she inspired me after watching her for years and years and years, she would actually load her car up and deliver to the west side for the moms who had maybe a couple of toddlers and would take a couple of buses to get over to her. And so, you know, God put it on my heart that I wanted to do something over on the west side. And so through, and this is a whole nother story, but through the grace of God and the support of many, many people, we, about 6 years ago, we were able to open the Resource Center at St. Joseph's Church on the west side. And so that is where women go to get the material goods, diapers, wipes, baby clothes, you know, shampoo, lotion, whatever is donated to us, pretty much we'll give out. The only thing we can't take is used car seats and used cribs. But anything else, if you need it for a baby, chances are we'll be happy to take it.
And can people go to goangels.org to learn more of how they can donate material things to one of these resource centers? Is that the best way to go about that?
Absolutely. And or they can also just reach out to me. My information is on the website, my phone number and my email address. And then if they want to just reach out to me, I can easily connect them with Anita, or Anita can, you know, share her information.
Yes, my email is moodyak1@yahoo.com. And my telephone number is 317-918-0997.
And we'll put that information on the podcast blurb along with this when this goes out on podcast. But I know we've got about maybe 8-10 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we get into some of the success stories. I know that both of you have just great stories about the women that you've served. And I want to start with you, Anita, because I know you work so much. I mean, you both work directly with women. Talk a little bit about maybe just even one success story or how you helped a woman and maybe how it turned their life around.
My sister, Bobby Lawless, she recently passed away, and she was my right and left hand helper through many, many years. And she had this one woman who was a drug addict, and she got the heart infection from IV drugs, and she had gotten down to like 90 pounds, and she's not a little woman by nature, and she was in an abusive situation. So from the hospital, after she recovered from the surgery, she went to the Julian Center, which is the place for domestic violence, and then they referred her to us, and Bobby was her angel, and Bobby just went way beyond what reasonable expectations to help this woman. We helped with babysitting and everything that you can even imagine. And over time, she finally got into a stable situation by herself, was taking care of her three children, getting along really well, went back to school, got her degree, and now she lives out in the suburbs in a home with her children. And, you know, just amazing how far this woman came.
We can talk about programs and all the things, which, you know, is good and it's part of it, but the reason you do what you do is because of the people. And, you know, it's one thing to be pro-life, but you ladies are really on the front line, and as Jim mentioned, guys are on the front lines really serving the actual need in the community. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I want to go back to you, Linda. I know you've got a million success stories, but what are your needs right now? People listening, how can they support what you're doing?
Okay, so at either of our material resource centers, either at Little Flower or at St. Joseph's, we are in need of more volunteers, people who just want to work one afternoon a week. We are operating on an appointment basis, so we're trying to make it very organized and efficient. Anita especially needs a couple more volunteers over there at Little Flower to help get the appointment system up and running over there. So she needs a couple volunteers who are going to commit to being over there maybe 4 hours once a week on the same day every week. Anita's very flexible, and she's willing to work and kind of work whatever hours somebody can work. She's very happy to work around their schedule. So that's part of our need. We also have, as far as physical needs, both resource centers are constantly running out of baby shampoo, baby lotion, and baby wipes. We are desperate for that. I actually have a few people who have started doing like an auto ship once a month. They send me 4 bottles of baby shampoo and 4 bottles of baby lotion. And then I just make sure that it gets over to the center. Anita could use the same thing. So if you can't give financially on a regular basis, but maybe you could do $30 a month on auto ship, then
or Amazon, do you guys use Amazon?
Whatever, you can set up an auto ship from wherever you want. One person does it from Walmart, one person does it from Amazon, whatever. But that is just that, that kind of helps us make sure that we're not running totally out of stuff. We also need people, we need Gabriel Project parishes. So anybody who's part of a parish, even if you don't have a pro-life group at your parish, reach out to me or Anita. We can talk about, maybe there's not enough volunteers in your parish, but maybe we can get you connected with another parish that is already active with Gabriel Project. But as we enter, as we open our pregnancy center, hopefully later on this year, we are going to be running into more and more moms who are in need, and we're going to need places that we can refer these moms to. So for the ongoing support that a pregnancy center can't offer. So like that, that transportation piece, that mentoring, that friendship, that, oh, I need this and I don't know how to get to it. So, and that's where the parish projects really come into play in this whole thing.
We just have about a minute and a half left. And if you could each quickly talk about how being a part of serving young women in crisis pregnancy, how it's affected your faith. Go ahead, Linda.
So a very long time ago, I was laid off from a job. And at that point in time, I made a conscious decision to surrender my life to God. And I, my husband, my family, and I have been blessed in countless, countless ways. And I could never begin to enumerate on all of them. My faith has grown exponentially to the point that we recently helped a woman escape from sexual trafficking. And when I got the call, we were working with her for a couple of weeks ahead of time, and I got a text one morning, and it was like, she wants out today. And I was like, okay. So I made arrangements for an Uber to get her out of there and get her someplace safe. And I jumped in my car and drove to meet her. And as I'm driving up there, I'm going, okay, God, we got her out, but I don't know where she's going to stay tonight. And I had put out a couple feelers, and within 2 hours, we had a safe, secure place for her to stay. It was supposed to be temporary. They loved on her so much that first weekend that she reached back out and asked me if she could stay there. And I said, I don't care. It's up to them. And they said yes. And so that, just knowing that God is going to take care of me and whatever he brings to me, whatever crazy situation, I have no training for this, but he provides for me.
That's all you need with the Holy Spirit. Well, we are actually out of time. Anita Moody, Linda Kyle, thank you so much for being our guests here on Faith in Action. And the website to help out is goangels.org, www.goangels.org. Jim, it's been great. Thanks for our audience. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Thanks, Bridget. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.